Yeah. 106.5 WPPM, Philly. Black Tribbles on deck. Hear the record set. The best that it gets. Let's go. Come on. Coming at you with hurricane force, intense as a landslide, cool as a slap on the black hand side. Exceptional collective, the tribe of five, the source to put forth, the livest vibe, the place to go when you search and seek for some space to satisfy your urban geek. Prude city dudes or suburban freaks, we the perfect break for your working week. Live on the set from the home of Philly Cam, all across the airwaves to all my Philly fam, direct in effect the five-headed Philly clan, all around the world we rep for Philly, man. Shout out to all my geeks and nerds, Black Tribbles is here and what we speak is heard. Come and get a taste of the Thursday night flavors, spider traces, phases and lightsabers. We created a council, formed a federation, Metropolis, Gotham, New York, all across the nation. Choose your designation, get indoctrinated, take the oath of allegiance, increase the population. One Tribble, two Tribble, three Tribbles, four, five Tribbles combined to make millions more. The people power to media, let's get online. It's our time to shine with Black Tribbles, rhyme, rhyme.
Yo, what's up, Tribble Nation? Holla at your boy. This is Len, a.k.a. The Bat Tribble, bringing you a very special explanation and episode of Black Tribbles Prime. Previously on Black Tribbles Prime, on Thursday, March 30th, we held the final round and subsequent final four of our March Geeky Tournament Monster Madness, an epic event that aired live on WPPM LP 106.5 FM here in Philadelphia with myself, Super Tribble, Randy, Jason the Spider Tribble, and E-Mac the Master Tribble in the house. And we were joined by none other than Ariel Johnson, the rock star Amalgam Tribble of Amalgam Comics and Coffee House, and local comic sensation Keith from Up the Block, the Nerdy by Nature fellow himself, as well as two people who will be new to the WPPM family, Jordan and Tyrell, the host of Philly Scene, a new movie podcast and radio show that will look at films in and about the city of brotherly love. That show is set to debut 12 noon on April 7th on WPPM LP. So check that out. It'll be streaming live on phillycan.org/radio. Nonetheless, it was a thick house. It was mad thick. We even had Blair, the Sailor Solar Flare Tribble, in the green room on deck to stand as a tiebreaker when need be. And she was called in on at least one occasion that I can remember for that last round of Monster Madness. But what had happened, though, was that while the show was recorded and while the show was properly downloaded, it appears that the drive to which it was downloaded on was somehow corrupted. And because of that, the show was unretrievable from the flash drive. I have been trying over the last 3 days since we recorded the show, at least up to about 20 different ways to see if I can't extract that file from the flash drive. Unfortunately, none of them have proven successful. Now, it is true, I might be able to throw a couple of $100 at it and might be able to pull it out of there. But it's also true, I'm not going to do that. So, what I have opted to do was bring you, as best as I can, a breakdown of exactly how the final round and the final four of the Monster Madness went. Unfortunately, the rest of the Tribbles, as it's happened when you're dealing with a five-headed crew, were unavailable to join me at the time that was deemed necessary to try and get the show out to you, you know, in a reasonable time. I didn't want to keep this waiting for but so long. Unfortunately, you know, our very special guest Keith Jordan and Tyrell, they can't be with me tonight as well. Ariel, she was on all week. She'll return to Black Tribbles. Trust me, she will. And Keith from up the block is actually going to be one of our very special guests at Triple Tang in April, our very special first Friday event that we do at Amalgam Comics, which will be returning to our podcast network come April. And we have very special musical guest Idris, the actual bass player for R&B sensation Ledisi. He is going to be performing some of his original works for us. Keith from Up the Block is going to take part in the show as we have a play some geeky games for the audience. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Triple Tang, look for that on the podcast network on Sunday, April 9th. But if you're in the Philadelphia area, please get on down to Amalgam Comics and Coffee House on Friday, April 7th. That's first Friday, April 7th, 6 p.m. That's when Triple Tang will be recorded live and direct right there at Amalgam Comics. And you'll want to come down because following Triple Tang, Keith from Up the Block will be debuting his new First Friday feature at Amalgam Comics, Nerdy by Nature, an open mic for all geeks of all persuasions. You've got music, you've got comedy, you've got spoken word, you've got something you want to put in front of the audience, come down to Nerdy by Nature, 8:30. Amalgam Comics and Coffee House. It's got a $5 cover, but that's going to be going down first Friday following Triple Tang. It's going to be epic. All right. So Triple Tang, you get the Bat Triple, you get Pino Triple, DJ Super Tang, you get Doogie 13 on the Wheels of Steel. That's followed by, and a whole lot of geeky fun. That's followed by Keith from Up the Block with Nerdy by Nature. Amalgam Comics and Black Tribbles doing big things here at Philly. Okay. Boom. Let's get to the Monster Madness. Let's get to the breakdown of the 16 combatants who performed, who did battle one-on-one in the last bracket. Those 16 combatants were none other than the Mummy, the Thing, Chucky, the Wicked Witch of the West, the Babadook, Pumpkinhead, T-800 of Terminator fame, undead zombies, and as we did with Hordes, this was three undead zombies, Pennywise, Redface, the demon from Insidious, Pinhead, Pamela Voorhees. We had her son much earlier in the Madness tournament. Now we've got Mommy Dearest personified, Pamela Voorhees, Jigsaw from all of the Saw films, Norman Bates of Psycho fame, and in our first match we have three of the just downright dirty, three of the Munchies versus the universal classic and probably the spokesman for the universal classic monsters, Dracula. Now, as you might imagine, you've got Dracula. Nevertheless, whether or not this is Dracula from the 1930s and 40s, Bela Lugosi getting his thing on, versus three Munchies. Now, some people might be wondering, what are the Munchies? Well, I'll tell you what the Munchies are. I'm gonna break it down for you. Munchies were basically just like, they were disgusting. That's the only way. Only thing I can tell you. I can tell you about what the Munchies were. They were straight disgusting. In the movie The Munchies, which was found in a cave in Peru, and accidentally brought back to the United States, where it's fast starts like going after people, and the munchies are kind of like this is a play on the gremlins, so they were like yo and the whole nine like that. And after they got aggressive, it just multiplied into more and more and more and more munchies. Well, now they could go after the Dracula, bite him on the kneecaps and all of, well, it's just Dracula and he's got all this type of stuff. The thing that people sleep on with Dracula is that he had superhuman strength. And he could not only turn himself into a bat, he could turn himself into Agnes. And Dracula has been doing those 1,000 years. Dracula would easily stomp 3 munchies. Jigsaw versus Norman Bates. Jigsaw of the Saw films, the Monster Madness tournament. You know that our lower seeds, who are usually their lower seeds, we give them the home field advantage. It at the Bates Motel with Norman Bates of Psycho fame. He's psychotic. He's a straight nut. He's off his rocker. You know, his home base, we know he's methodical about a setup. And it's always about looking for the weakness. Not he's on Norman Bates' home field. It doesn't really matter because that's the thing that he needs to exploit. And he will exploit that in quick fashion. Pamela Voorhees. Pamela Voorhees was a beast from the original. She was the villain of that, but all about inflicting pain. That's all. That's what Pinhead does. Pennywise versus Redface from Insidious. Now, some people may know him as the lipstick face demon, physical body. He lived inside a large, demonically decorated attic. He was a demon, okay? First and foremost, we know that. So he has that going for him. But he's going the personification of fear. Some may say that this is kind of like an done in each's realms. Pennywise is such that he can go any place. I don't think Pennywise is sweating, whatever you want to call him, from Insidious. As bad as he as and as scary as it wasn't really all about the demon and what the demon was really doing. It doesn't need to inhabit anyone. Yeah. So I see Pennywise. So we got Pennywise coming out on top. Now, mind you, ladies and gentlemen, there are ways that it came out. But what I'm giving you right now, while I'm trying to give you some background when we did this live on Thursday, when we get to a match where I disagree, for as well, we get to the T-800 versus 3. Are we really having this conversation? The T-800, which was the Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator, who was virtually unstoppable. Next, okay, that's right. It was the T-800. Now, this one might be a little interesting. The Babadook, or as he is also known, as a towering, shadowy boogeyman wearing a black coat and hat with a beard, not even on the front. He haunts whomever reads his poem, and how the poem was, it's in a word of the Babadook. As they become more and more scared, more and more frightened, that only makes the Bob becomes even more and more powerful. So much so that from the movie, when Amelia is suddenly paranoid, that only just spurs the Babadook on. Right, it gets a little crazy. It was a very slept-on film, but of a slew of supernatural abilities. He has dark powers. He has shifting as well as manipulation. But Pinhead, who was the star of a series of films, Head Ashes to Ashes, then the final Pumpkinhead movie, Pumpkinhead Blood. If you want to have vengeance on somebody, if you want to enact vengeance on someone, fall on Pumpkinhead, basically, and they're a summoner and or summoners to exact revenge on anyone viciously and painfully killing him. That's what he does. So if you get something from the person who can add in, the Pumpkinhead will come, and no matter, once that is on, the Pumpkinhead will not lose sight of that, and the Pumpkinhead will get his revenge for you. And he is murderous. He's monstrous. He is a revenge demon, and he is the personification of the revenge fight in the Babadook versus Pumpkinhead. I seem to remember that I was rooting for Pumpkinhead because Pumpkinhead to take out the Babadook, then the Pumpkinhead would stop it. However, the Babadook form in which Pumpkinhead can exact revenge. Everybody in the room, for the most part, by the majority, now we had people voting. You know, we had like about 9 people in the room, in the studio, and we had her. Everybody was dropping down votes for opening round matches. Nevertheless, the Babadook came out on top. Babadook basically won it by 1 point. This was like a fun one. This was really like a fun one because it all will go as long as his batteries is going to take him and all this other stuff. What level of Chucky at when he's taking on the Wicked Witch of the West? Even if you give the Wicked Witch thus having some type of supernatural powers, even with that taken into consideration, at the weight by a 16-year-old girl and a bucket match, and thus Chucky took that match by 2 points. The mummy was the higher seed over the thing, and I think this mummy was the universal 40s. I think his movie was in the 40s or mid 1940s. To the prototype, that original, in giving it its props due, that's why it had the higher seed over the starring Kurt Russell. That's the only reason why versus the thing, which meant that the thing was going to come out on top. An alien had like it was no joke. The mummy was big, and everyone that was attending or watching thing won in a landslide over the next round, which was Dracula versus Jigsaw. Home field, which meant that Jigsaw would be prepared for Dracula, and that Jigsaw might have the upper hand against Dracula, but again, was 1,000 years in this game. He is prepared for this stuff, son. This is Dracula, been Dracula. I've been doing this for years and years and years. I did not lose to Jigsaw as he took it in a route, ladies and gentlemen, a straight up route. It was a landslide. It took him. It was a done deal. Dracula crushes Jigsaw. Now, a lot of people were giving props to Pinhead. They really were. Today, I didn't think Pinhead really brought a whole lot to the game and won this match in a rout. It's very interesting. The matches are supposed to get, it seems quite the opposite. Pennywise from It, and this wasn't even ridiculously, like, no joke, scary. The team is still, and probably for a long time, will be ever to be seen. So much so that it might be interesting. I'm putting this out there. I almost think that before I have a screening of the original It at a Malcolm Commons Coffee House, I think it should happen. Because I think there's a generation that, you know, has lived on the, really sat there to take on Pennywise. Now, it was a TV movie, maybe it does in our collective memories, but I think it might be an interesting experiment. Anyway, Penny versus the Babadook. Yes, the Babadook was no joke, but landslide of the whole deal, because and the T-800 every vote, there was not a vote for the Babadook. And Chucky versus the thing. Yo, Chucky got a lot for, I mean, I don't think a whole lot of people would have called Chucky making it to this round. As you find to see how far you can get, who would have called in our third bracket that Alice would have made it all the way to in this Chucky against the thing. Chucky got a couple of votes, but at the end, the thing came out on top. Bracket, which was Dracula versus Pennywise and the T-800 versus the thing. T-800 continued his route of his side of the bracket. The thing is a bad boy, but no, it wasn't going to win. That a lot of people thought was interesting, and it engendered trying to break this down for you. I understand what is missing. Master Way, you miss Master Triple Block, who had his own way of looking at this bracket. As a matter of fact, he was not present in our bracket. Who white man? You can fill in the blank of exactly what that racist white man and or woman in the Monster Man. This is exactly which one you're going to bring from movie lore. But anyway, Dracula versus Pennywise. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Vote. There was some one person voted for Pennywise. But otherwise, I champion for my boy because Dracula is that dude. But I got to be honest. Needless to say, my old head heart was extremely happy to see that Dracula came out on top and people know a good man and would not leave a good man down. So Dracula moved on. So it was Dracula versus the T-800. All right. I don't think anyone would have called Dracula versus the T-800 from Terminator. I know I did. I was rooting for Dracula. I thought it would have been nice if Dracula made it to the end. But I honestly didn't see Dracula making it to the end. I knew he was the number one seed in this bracket, but I did not see Dracula making it all the way to the finals. He did. That was great. Universal Monsters made a great showing. I was extremely happy for that. But it was at this point that the sun started shining on our brother Vlad, and the T-800 was the 1/4. Dracula was given 3 votes, were mine. Dracula got 3 votes, but the T-800 ultimate storm through this bracket to make it to, in fact, so that was very cool. I didn't see it happening, but it happened. So T-800, Hellboy, Freddy Krueger, very interesting stuff, ladies and gentlemen. A very, very Final Four right there for our Monster Madness tournament. In our opening match of the Final Four, you have Predator versus Freddy Krueger. Now, you got to remember, this is the Predator from the first Predator movie. This is the Predator that went up against Arnold Schwarzenegger. So this is an experienced Predator, not the young boy from Predator 2 or those things mocking and pretending to be Predators from Alien vs. Predator. This is the essential Predator versus Freddy Krueger in the world of Freddy Krueger. Now, Freddy Krueger in that world is in the dream world where he can prey on your fears and prey on the things that make you paranoid and all and anything such things. And the Predator, they are humanoid, living organisms, and they have feelings in that first Predator movies, which means that on here upon which Freddy can is that these Predators are built from lifestyle. That is what they are bred for, by their existence, by their hunting, and champions and wins and losses. This is what they're built like, Freddy. They certainly have been schooled and learned on in the face of any of their fears, because you got to remember from the first Predator movie, the notion that he was going to lose, that Predator started pressing buttons on his arm and said, well, if I'm going to go, which means that it's been built to deal with that fear to the show, because the Predator, 2 votes, all the rest of the votes. In the second half of our Final Four, we had, is no joke, the T-800 is a killing, is hell-bent on achieving that mission. No holds barred machine, but a demon. Let's not forget, let's not let the jokes and the cigars. Hellboy is a demon, and he is a redeem on any and all comers. He doesn't matter killing robots, doesn't matter if they're big golems, doesn't matter lizards. Hellboy is built for this. He can get beat, but it's going to be a hard time take a pounding, and he can deliver quite a pounding. You got to remember, anything that the T-800 will throw at him, it might, of all the people on in this bracket, or in that, he is also the one that is Unster. He's got a brain up in there. You know, I'm not saying he's the smartest, you know, that would have been him. He's got the stamina and the strength to go up against the baddest, those that are outpeak them in strength and outmaneuver those who might be able to come get at him that way. The D-800 met his match. It was a landslide for Hellboy. Nobody saw that coming. Hellboy's number one cheerleader, the Storm Triple, aka Kennedy, but she's a big fan of Hellboy, and I doubt that even she would have said Hellboy would have gave him a run for his money, and I believe her. But maybe she would have, because everybody else in the room, we're not as big. So that moved Hellboy into the final matter. I'll tell you right now, I did not see Predator. You could not tell me, if you had told me at the beginning, not knowing how the brackets are going to work out, I would have said the T-800. He went up against Hellboy. Predator made it to the final four. Boy, he is built for this life. That are built for taking on any and all comers. And the Predator has got his armor. He's got all his gadgets. He's got his feet. He's got all his blades. He's got it all. Going against that he carries. But you also got to remember that Hellboy, because of who he does routinely beings, he has a whole lot of talismans and charms and code for just such occasions. He's got a from the sharpest of a predator blade. He's got a fist that get more plating than it was his full body armor. So that means that there were spots where the predators are, they had on the armor plating for a reason, because that skin would be Hellboy. And everybody seemed to agree with us as Hellboy took this as not a clean sweep, but it was for Mike Mignola's original creation and the Hellboy as he came out on top as the winner of this on Black Tribbles Prime. Incredible. You this March. I'm sorry that the final episode has to be this way, but and hey, shit happened. I really hope that you did enjoy it. Next March, we're going to have another geeky tournament for your perusing. I hope you enjoyed this one. If you have, hit us up at Black Tribbles on Twitter or on Facebook or on Instagram. Or what you suggest that we do next Mark Culture. We've already done the super and animation and anime and pit them up against each other. We did longest superheroes. We've even done the best villains up against each other. Hopper, we're thinking about maybe doing monkeys. We're thinking about doing I know that mice has been thrown around for I kind of like did a final four of bears on one of these. I don't know. We can go all over. We might Fred Flintstone versus all next month here on Black Tribbles. The month of April, the first lady of science fiction in my book, Octavia, you on air all month long on Black Tribbles, and into Octavia's city. All right. I gotta get out of here. I got mine. Go get yours.